Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, HSP number 17. That's Shir regarding highly sensitive people. Shir number 17. We're going to talk about certain characteristics of being highly sensitive. One of them is that they have a natural spiritual curiosity. Many highly sensitive people believe that we are only a part of a larger whole. We're connected to the whole world. We're connected to even the animal world and the plant world. The truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned it in Bereishis or Du B'dgas Hayom, that you, the way you behave affects the way you're able to control animals or them controlling you. In the Dara Mabel, it said that when the humans deviated from behaving that properly, the animals did too, even though they had no free will. So we have influence, so there is a connection. But a lot of highly sensitive people feel this connection towards even animals, towards plants. And there's a sensitivity there, the relationship with Hashem. For those who are religious, have a certain deep sensitivity to it. Our non-HSPs, of course, have it as well. We all do. But they're very naturally inclined towards that. There are two types of people and animals overall. One is, when something new occurs, you explore it right away, try different things out. But the other opposite approach is wait, observe, give it careful consideration, and then you take action later. Most highly sensitive people are of the second part of it, that they don't jump into things right away, but rather they wait, observe, and they give consideration before doing something. They reflect before they speak. They reflect before they take action. And they may, think ahead in situations. If he says no, I will do this. If she is happy about this, I will do that. Highly sensitive people are often good at imagining all kinds of new possibilities. But the flip side of it that's problematic is they also are good at anticipating what could go wrong. So there is a certain strength that HSPs have, that they are usually well-equipped to understand all the details of a situation before entering a situation, which will help one avoid making mistakes. But the downside to that behavior is everything is very slow. It takes time to get the new ideas, and you also over-worry about all the possible risks. A lot of things that you do and focus on, whether it's work, whether it's other projects, can drain up a lot of energy. That's why it's important to rest. Very often, HSPs become chronically worried about things or tense about things, and that's why it's important. All human beings, especially in our generations, but especially HSPs, to learn relaxation techniques and certain meditation, prayer, and so on, to regulate themselves and to calm themselves. Most of us have been encouraged not to worry, take things as they come, but to take time to reflect before you speak and act is usually a wise thing, especially if you're a highly sensitive person. A highly sensitive person has their energy drain from them very easily because they're so stimulated that they need they have a certain limited amount of energy that they need to conserve. And because it's limited, they want to avoid unnecessary arguments. They want to avoid anything that affects their nervous system in a negative way. It's important very much to avoid hunger, thirst, cold. They're more sensitive to it, generally speaking, and they're more affected by it than other people. Another characteristic of a highly sensitive person is they are slow and judicious. They will often able to see all sides to a story. And this is one of the reasons why an HSP will feel a need to spend more time than others thinking through things thoroughly. The positive aspect of this is that when they do say something or they do something, it will be well considered, it'll be original, it'll carry a lot of thought. Many artists are HSPs, many authors are HSPs, and those who have, independent thinking. And one lady related as follows. I struggle to understand how some people can make decisions in a blink of an eye. When we have meetings at work, I find it hard to figure out what I think and feel and which course of action I prefer. It is best if I can sleep on it and mull things over on my own for the time being. In the beginning, I felt awful about slow decision-making at work, but everybody has gotten used to my way of doing things. When I get back to my colleagues, I find that they have a lot of respect for my views and ideas, and they are thoroughly thought out, thoroughly articulated. So being highly sensitive is usually the opposite of being impulsive. Now, there are some highly sensitive people that may act impulsively sometimes. When they become overstimulated and they're unable to withdraw, they may reach a point of desperation that will make them explode in a rage, in an uncomfortable, situation. And all of a sudden you may quit your job or end a friendship or go on a binge or eat and drink or calling up people to vent your feelings. That could happen. And when that happens, a highly sensitive person can be misinterpreted that they have BPD, which is border personality disorder. There's a big difference between the two. Generally speaking, people with BPD are prone to angry, defensive reactions. Usually a highly sensitive person that is not BPD, it's not anger or defensiveness, but it's shame and guilt. And they want to avoid doing things wrong. And when they hurt people or they hurt animals in any way, there'll be a lot of grief, a lot of blame for a very long time. Most highly sensitive people prefer a cautious strategy. They prioritize safety over excitement. They enjoy familiarity. Now, there are some that are adventurous. There are some that enjoy new things. There are some that get bored easily and at the same time get overstimulated, which in some places it's called a sensation-seeking sensitive person. Most HSPs are not this way, but they are sensation-seeking sensitive people. What is that? That is people who are bored by repetition. They become restless if they have too much routine in their life, and they're eager to travel, they're eager to see places, but it creates problems because they are also easily stimulated and overwhelmed. So it's a real conflicting thing with those people, but most are not. As we said, most HSPs are introverts, around 70% of them, and a lot of times when one asks, are you an introvert? No, I can't be an introvert because I'm not someone who sits around and prefers to be on their own. The problem is these days, there's a trend to change it, but the word introvert very often is for some people insulting in our culture because people view the word introvert and say, oh, they're unapproachable, they're cold, they don't care about others, they're self-absorbed, they just sit around and just stare into space. That is not so. Again, Carl Jung, a great psychiatrist and a deep thinker, he himself was an introverted person. And he said, what is introverted person? It's someone who's more interested in their inner life than the outside material world. That doesn't mean that they're just interested in their own inner world. They're also interested possibly in the inner lives of others. If you're an introvert, you'll probably get bored quickly if people talk about superficial and material things, about the weather or about other things. They just get very bored and it's the type of conversation that they cannot handle. They have an inner rich life. They have a tendency to reflect on things deeply. That's part of being introverted. Neither introverts nor sensitive people have a need for a lot of external stimuli. They have a rich inner life that's nourished by their own thought processes, by their own dreams, by their own aspirations. They spend a lot of their energy reflecting on inputs and experiences of their own, and with HSPs, most of them are introverted. Some could be extroverted. And sometimes a highly sensitive person can become extroverted socially because of pressure from their surroundings. But it does make sense that about 70% of highly sensitive people are introverts. Why? Because that tends to fit into their deep reflection and so on and so forth. Now, if you're highly sensitive and an extrovert, it is a very big challenge. It's not so easy because they have those conflicting aspects of wanting to be out there, but at the same time being overstimulated when they're out there. And that could be very challenging for an extrovert that's an HSP. But extroverts, this is just a general thing on to typology, because our culture is prone towards extroversion, and people don't value introverts as much in our society, although that has changed. And maybe the truth is, in our Orthodox Jewish culture, we do, because we know about people sitting alone and learning, or hatzdei leches, you know. So maybe sometimes the introversion is not as condemned or looked down upon in our frum world than the rest of the world, but it's still not, you know, people tend to see who the popular is and who the well-known is and who's the outspoken one and so on and so forth. And extroverts very often may believe that introverts are reserved or self-absorbed or lacking interest in things or not having time for others. But one needs to understand, especially if an introvert is married to an extrovert, if they prefer to sit alone instead of spending it with, you know, their extroverted husband or wife, sometimes they need time alone, they may think, oh, something's wrong, maybe they're angry at me, maybe we're not connecting, something's wrong, or we're not connecting. Not necessarily so. Very often, it's simply they just need time for themselves. This is why communication between introverted and extroverted couples, meaning that when one of the spouses is an introvert and one is an extrovert, that they need to understand their natures. An extrovert cannot take it personally, but an introvert needs to openly say, I love you, I care for you. I will get out of my room and out of my thing, and we will communicate and we will connect. But right now I need some time alone. So that really takes away a lot of the misunderstandings. Another interesting characteristic that an HSP has, very often a lot of them have very high standards. But together with the high standards, we have very low self-esteem. And we're set up with these laws. You have to do this, you have to do that. And it is true, in Torah, in mitzvahs, you have to do certain things and you can't do other things. But there's a lot of range of these things that you need to realize that even within the boundary of keeping halacha and tariyak mitzvahs and doing the way of Hashem, there's a lot of leeway. Everyone, kol echad kifi darkei, they could learn how to keep all these halachas and everything according to the way their personality is set. Not everything's for everybody, as we'll explain as we go along. Highly sensitive people, it's very challenging for them to be sociable for a long period of time. A lot of them, they look forward to chasanas and sheva brachas and things and that, but it's also tense because they have to socially connect and it's exhausting for them. And here are certain things that highly sensitive people say that are problematic. For example, in all situations, I must do my best and even more. That's very unhealthy because, no, you don't need to be at your best at all times. You don't always have to do a bit more. Sometimes you need to just be happy with what you are and the way you're doing things in your normal way. I must make sure other people do not see my weaknesses. Also, maybe unhealthy people not, but some people, you share vulnerabilities, it's healthy. We will be mamshich on this, Be'ezus Hashem, in the upcoming shiurim, but this idea of high standards and low self-esteem and how they interact with one another, Be'ezus Hashem, in the upcoming shiur. Bracha natzlacha.